ears. This is RFD.
Alert, alert, alert. Wake up! Wake up! Do you understand what's happening out there?
I don't know about you, but I want to party. I want to rock the house. I want to take care of business, if you know what I mean, and I hope you do. So buckle your belts, grab your hats, zip your pants, and hoist your bats. We got some rocking to do tonight.
Welcome to the Stephen Roy Show Podcast. I am your host, Stephen Roy. Yes, I am. It is the Stephen Roy Podcast for September 14th, 2024. It's great to be with you. No, it's great to be with you. And I'm a little bit late tonight. Recording this on a Saturday night because Dee and I went to the Texas Tech football game today. You can see a picture with the south end zone in the background. That's at Stephen Roy Radio. At Stephen Roy Radio. I'm just testing the audio levels here. Not quite sure it's perfect, but that's okay. Let's go! Texas Tech won today, so we'll have to play victory bells for them. Played very well. Only made a couple mistakes that I remember seeing. As best I could from the nosebleed seats, but I'm not going to complain because it was free. How can you complain about free Big 12 football tickets, especially the team that I follow, Texas Tech? How can I complain about that if they're free tickets, right? That'd be lame, wouldn't it? All right, let's do the Rumble first. It's like I can't drink enough water. I'm going to have to go get more water after the Rumble. This one doesn't have a ton more. You ready? Let's go. Welcome. I was just fixing my hair growth here. Welcome to the Rumble from Stephen Roy. The Stephen Roy Rumble for September 14th, 2024. Let me take off these headphones. It's great to be with you here again on the Rumble. Thank you to all the 29 followers that I have on Rumble. Hey, I don't care if it's two followers. I'm thankful you follow me, so thank you. We did have something go viral this week, and I'll have to mention that. I'll have to pull it up on the X. You can follow me on the X at Stephen Roy Radio. We'll talk about that. Something pertaining to the debate. I'm telling you what, you know, it was everything that we knew it was going to be. It was going to be an S show, an absolute crapper, a crap show, a poo show. A fecal show. I don't know how else to say it without saying the S word. Turns out the woman that was the moderator, the Nazi moderator of the debate, oh, nothing. Just a sorority sister of the Cackling Kabbalah. And of course, the boss, the head of ABC, is, oh, nothing, Humpin' Harris's best friend. So we knew from the get-go that Humpin' Harris was going to screw President Trump. We knew it. We knew that's what was going to happen. It's not a surprise. There's no shocker. We knew it was going to be an S show from the get-go. Now, President Trump could have handled it better, yes. But if anybody says that he wasn't prepared for the debate, you're high. Put down the doobie. Because you're high. You don't know what you're talking about. I can't tell you how many Kool-Aid drinkers I had to block this week. And let me tell you why. And then we'll talk about football, okay? I'm going to try to get back to not just talking about politics on the Rumble, because no one wants to hear it all the time, and I don't blame you. I don't either. So let's see. Let me find it. It won't take long. Here it is. So let's see how many views we had of it so far. Almost 60,000 views. Now, if it was 10,000 views, that would be viral. That would be a viral tweeter. For me, but as of right now, I just pulled this up so you don't think I'm high. Can you see it? 59,592. 59,592 views of this tweet on the X, and that's pretty awesome. So let me play what Travis wrote. Yeah, I'm playing it. Beep. No, let me say what Travis said. Then I'm gonna let them tell you what I said. I'm not gonna read all it. I know it looks terrible. I haven't trimmed my mustache today. I didn't even shave this morning. We found out at 7:30 this morning. Not even that. I think it was like between 8:30 and 8:45. Because that's when we got out of bed. We slept in today. We got out, you know, Dee gets up at like 4 or 4:30, and once she gets up, I'm up. So what are you going to do? That's okay. That's okay. We're a team, right? We're a team on this show. She'll always support me. It doesn't matter if I'm in major market radio. She's going to support me. Speaking of which, I've had some inquiries recently that I need to follow up on, some of which I have, and we shall see what happens. I'm not going to make an announcement. I'm not going to have a premature enunciation. Not going to do it. So, we get out of bed. Dee has a tweet. Not a tweet. A text. Got the tweeter on my mind. She has a text. Hey, got free tickets to the Texas Tech football game. You want to go? And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, I want to go. So, we went. And it was awesome. The South End Zone is a new construction for the Texas Tech Red Raiders this year. And it's made the whole stadium look incredible. They got a new sound system, new Raider Vision, which is the big TV screen. New Raider Vision, new sound system. Last year they had new lights, all new LED lights that flash red, white, and blue, for example, during the national anthem, every time they score. They got, there's two new scoreboards, there's two new Raider Visions on the south end zone, on the top of the roof, and it's huge, believe me. The new double T that was the trademark of the old Jones Stadium is back, bigger than ever. It's bigger than the stadium. It's incredible. Truly, truly enjoyed the game. It's okay that we sat in the nosebleeds because it was in the 90s today, but we were in the shade until after halftime. The nosebleed seats we had were on the east side of the stadium, and it was in the shade because this was an 11 a.m. football game. First time I've ever been to an 11 a.m. football game, and that was fine. It wasn't hot until halftime. Well, we left with about 9 minutes left in the fourth quarter because the score was 66-21. I can't remember if it was 66-14 or 21 when we left. I think it was 66-21 when we left. 21 when we left, because the last two touchdowns were so anticlimactic. They were so anticlimactic that still doesn't sound right. Anyway, nobody made a big deal about it because all of the backups were in the game. The team had second stringers in, as they should, because when it's a beatdown like that between Texas Tech and North Texas, then we should put in the backups. Turns out, our third string quarterback is a star. I mean, he's not perfect, but he's very good. The second string quarterback is a running quarterback. Now, it's good to have a running quarterback, so that's definitely an asset for Texas Tech. But the third string guy is super good. So if it was up to me and the first string guy, Baron Morton, went down, I put him third string. Okay, I promised you I was going to talk a little bit about the cackling one before I talked about football, but that's okay. That's okay. Let's mix it up. So this is the one that went viral. Travis said, hundreds of concerned residents went to a town hall. Oh, this has nothing to do with the debate. Well, it does and it doesn't. Yes, it does have something to do with the debate. So let's read. Hundreds of concerned residents went to a town hall meeting in Springfield, Ohio, and begged the city to do something about the illegal aliens eating ducks, geese, cats, and dogs. Instead of listening to them, Brian Peck, the city manager, said it was a lie. He refused to admit he failed. He should be removed from his position immediately. You are correct, Travis. In our town here, the city manager basically runs the town. That's a complete failure if they're not doing anything about the Haitians. And the pet thing is a bad enough thing. And believe me, it's part of the Haitian culture they've brought here. They kill cats in Haiti. They commit sacrificial slaughters of cats in Haiti. They do things with the blood and the bones as part of their culture. Well, it's okay to kill, the neighbors' beloved cats because that's part of their culture. Oh, really? There's cannibals in Haiti. Is it okay if they kill people and eat them? Well, yeah. Pecker said, yeah, that's okay because it's part of their culture. So here's what I said. Here's what I said. Show more. Pecker must be the same dude the fake news hack was quoting last night. That's what that blue suit dude said at the debate, right? He said, Peck said it didn't happen. We're seeing videos, we're seeing pictures, we're seeing police reports, we're seeing report after report after report. I saw a video of a Haitian dude actually killing a cat. That's one of those things that once it's been seen, it can't be unseen. He actually killed the cat and started eating it. It's part of their voodoo culture. I'm telling you. We're seeing videos, pictures of criminal legal aliens eating ducks and cats. But I won't believe my lying eyes. When is it not okay to kill your neighbor's pets? When is that not okay? When cannibal, illegal aliens start eating humans? Is it okay then? I can hear Pecker saying, eating humans is part of their culture, so it's totally acceptable. So that's the tweet that went viral. 59,500. Let's see what it is now. But it's 59,592. That's how many people have seen it. So that's pretty cool. And naturally, I've had to block 8,000 libtards that attacked me for it. So let's go to the... let's go to the top of my Twitter and see what's going on. And then I promise you I won't talk too much about politics. If I can get it to go, I'm sure it's the operator. Deep. Okay, click, click, replies. Had an epic rant last week. If you haven't seen it, check it out on the Rumble. Just check out my Rumble. Go to Rumble and look for Stephen Roy Radio. I'm there. Or you can click the link at the top of my X at Stephen Roy Radio and listen to the epic rant that was last week. I was on fire. I'll tell you. Now, this next thing I tweeted is a woman talking about how eating cats and dogs is part of their culture, part of their voodoo culture. Is there such a thing as a day without BS? That's the question asked in this meme. Is there such a thing as a day without BS? I said, some days there is minimal BS. Today was a good day. It really was. Today was a good day. So some days there is minimal BS. Here's a great meme. Top of this picture is President Trump's America. Bottom of this picture is the Kabbalah. America, the Kabbalah economics, bankruptcy, bend over, bloodbath. That's what the bottom picture is. That's what this is. See your wallet? Your wallet is empty. That's the bottom picture. That's what it's like in Hump and Harris's America because she's screwing every one of us. Here's a picture of D&I at the football game. See the big double T in the background and the two big video screens? That's the south end zone. That was just built. It was pretty cool to see that. We did wreck them. I post funny memes all the time. Hopefully, I know my conservative friends have a good sense of humor. Most liberals have no sense of humor, so they probably won't find that funny, but it is. And another big problem they're having in Springfield, Ohio, is the tens of thousands of Haitians that have been flown there directly from Haiti. Had some idiot...
Well, you know, TB, the Haitians are walking all the way across Texas to get to Ohio.
You really think they're walking across the great state of Texas to go to Ohio? Are you libtarded? No, they're not. I don't know. I don't think you've ever been to Texas. Do you know how long it takes to drive north and south from the Texas Panhandle, say, to Corpus Christi? Let me tell you, it would take you, let's see, it took me 7.5 hours... not driving the speed limit from Corpus Christi to Lubbock. So let's see, from Lubbock to Amarillo, that's 2 hours. And from Amarillo to the border, I don't know. Let's just say it's another hour. That's 10.5 hours driving north and south from the top of the American Panhandle to Corpus Christi, which is on the Texas Gulf. You know what it takes to drive from the Texas border to Northeast Texas? Let's say you're driving from El Paso east to Louisiana. How long do you think that takes? Oh, try 14, 15 hours, okay? We're talking over 1,000 miles. Idiots. There ain't no way you could walk across Texas. You might make it if it's the spring or fall. Well, you're not going to make it. It's going to take you a week. That's why it's laughable when people say,
the government needs a mandate. We have electric vehicles.
Really? Told you the story of the doctor that drove from Lubbock to Snyder, and in the winter, well, it's, guess what happens when you drive in the winter and you run your heat in an electric vehicle? Half battery. Guess what happens in the summer when you run your air conditioning? Half battery. He didn't have enough charge to make it back to Lubbock, so he had to go to Sweetwater, which is the next big town south, charge his electric vehicle, then return to Lubbock. Cuckoo! 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 Oh, this is a funny. Pope Francis announced from the Vatican he is now demanding. He is demanding that the West welcomes illegal aliens. And I said, illegal alien demands by the first leftist pope? Shocker! Tell you what there, Pope Francis. When you set up an illegal alien camp in front of the Sistine Chapel, right? When you set up an illegal alien camp in the middle of the Vatican, then I'll believe you're serious about housing illegal aliens. You, sir, are a hypocrite. Yes, you are. Look, I was raised Catholic, okay? I was raised Catholic. I am not going to call his Holy Father the most religious man. He's next to God. He sits right next to God. No, you do not, Francie. You do not. You are a man. Hey, God bless you for serving the church. I curse you, sir. You are evil for the damage you're doing to the church. I mean, what are you trying to do? Are you trying just to recruit people from the LGBTQ+ $, pound, sterling, I don't know, community? Was that what you're doing? Let me tell you something there, Pope Francie. If a drag queen, all in his splendor, goes into your Sistine Chapel, do you think he's going to be welcomed, or do you think he's going to be asked to leave? I got a newsflash for you from my Uncle Stephen. That drag queen is welcome to come to my church. You don't believe me? Look up thewaylbk.com. Everyone is welcome at my church. Everyone. I don't care if you have blue hair. I don't care if you're gay, straight, male, female. I don't care if you identify as a dog. Hey, come in your furry outfit. I can't help it if people laugh at you, but we're not going to judge you. We're not. Got some of my pizza. That's good television, isn't it? All right, I'm done. I'm done talking about politics, as we're already more than halfway into the show. The thing that was wonderful about today's football game, not just that they won, but these young men played their A off. I wasn't going to get political, but I don't see any women pretending to be men on Texas Tech or North Texas squad. I don't see that. How come a man can pretend to be a woman and it's okay for him to box in the Olympics and beat the living crap out of a woman? How is that okay? How is it okay that a man decides he's a woman the next day is able to run track and field? How is it possible that a man who is 436th in his rating as a male swimmer can instantly become a woman and win the NCAA championship? That means he's the national champion. How is that possible? I'll tell you how it's possible. In an America where they're trying to eliminate gender, that's what they're trying to do. It's
you're MAGA. You're MAGA. You're part of a cult.
Really? I'm part of a group that encourages people to think for themselves and figure things out for themselves, just like I do. I don't buy everything that I see on TV. I see BS from every network. No, I don't watch Faux News or the leftist idiot media. I don't watch it. I watch at Newsmax. I watch Newsmax. Do they have leftist idiots on there sometimes? Yes, they do. I turn it off. Look, I'm not going to judge you. I don't care who you sleep with. I don't care what you call yourself. I don't care what religion you're in. I'm hoping that you can be saved like me, saved from myself. I thank God every day for saving me from myself, because I am a sinner. I am not perfect by any stretch of the imagination. I am weak. Sometimes I am weak. When I curse you out for cutting me off in the middle of Lubbock because the town has the worst drivers I've ever seen in North America, well, if you do that, cut me off or drive 10 miles an hour in the fast lane, don't use your signal and make me jam on my brakes and almost, you know, destroy the truck, well, it upsets me. And yes, I still shouldn't curse at you. I should have enough grace for you to pray for you instead of cursing you. So like I said, I am not perfect. I must have sweated a lot today because I am dehydrated. I'm going to have to get more water after the Rumble. So the football game was great. I played high school and college football. I love football. Now, D got a little angry with me because I shouted FNBS at the top of my lungs because they called an intentional grounding on Baron Morton. He was running out of the pocket for his life, quote unquote, and he threw the ball away. No, that is not intentional grounding. Sorry. That's why I was upset. So, here's another example of what I was yelling at the terrible Big 12 referees, and I shouldn't have. I shouldn't have. Okay, there, I'm out of water, so I can't drink anymore. Have to get some out of the fridge. The refrigerator. All right, let's go back to the tweeter. This is a great meme that Mindful Maven posted. Great meme. Let's see, there are two guys in prison looking out the window at the trees, see the bars. And this guy, he paints a picture of the bars with a white background. So he can't see anything but the bars. Look at this guy over here. This guy paints a beautiful landscape. So what does that mean? How you see the world depends on how you look. So there you go. Sometimes you can't see forest through the trees. And I'll tell you a story about me that is so true. It is just so true. I live my life trying to always find something better, right? So, better job, better place to live, better relationship. Spent my whole life searching for something better, and guess what? I was never satisfied. This week I had someone tell me, you know,
that, you know, success only comes if you have a lot of money.
I said, really? I've had lots more money and I wasn't happy. Money doesn't buy you happiness. You know what it buys you? It buys you security. Security to pay your bills. It does not buy you happiness. Do you know how many rich people that I grew up with that were absolutely miserable? Miserable. Totally unhappy. I tell these stories all the time. But one girl I went to high school with got a $300 a week allowance. She had a cocaine problem. She was putting that money up her nose. Another guy whose parents owned a car dealership. I think it was a Mercedes, BMW, Mercedes, BMW, Porsche dealer. The reason I know that is because he got a brand new Porsche 911 on his 16th birthday. Guess what happened? He beat the crap out of it. Why? Didn't appreciate it because he didn't earn it. How can you appreciate something you did not earn? He took it for granted. So that's my point. And I tried to explain to these people who,
oh, you know, I got so much money. Hey, wait, 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 wait.
Really? You ever heard of an EMP? That's an electromagnetic pulse weapon. You ever heard of that? You ever heard of an EMP? If an EMP was exploded over North America, life as you know it would be over. Oh, no. The people will live. Yeah. Mostly. Not all. But people will live. The reason I say not all is because every piece of electronics in North America will stop working. So if you're on an airplane, stops working. The electronics stop working, you will fall out of the sky. Unless the engines keep working and they can somehow control it. I know Boeing aircraft still have mechanical, well, older ones still have mechanical controls. They'll probably be able to land. But if you're in an Airbus, for example, that has a fly-by-wire system, that's all computer-controlled. When you turn the stick, right, the computer tells the control surfaces to go up and down, left and right, blah-blah-blah. Well, that's not going to happen if it's all computer-controlled. The only cars that will survive an EMP are analog vehicles. Those are cars and trucks that are older that do not have onboard computers. They will survive. I don't care if you have an electronic ignition. It's not going to work anymore. That's still a computer. That still uses a microchip processor to send commands to that coil to fire. It's not going to work. It has to be mechanical, like with points. That's the only cars that will survive. Guess what? That $8 gazillion you got in the bank? It's gone. Because there are no bank records left. They are gone. Because they're all electronic controlled. Unless they have backup tapes that are kept in a Faraday cage. Right? Now, maybe a bank vault would survive if it's in reinforced concrete. Reinforced concrete has metal in it. If it's just a few bars and not steel, it's going to go right through that safe. Yes, it is. It would have to be a Faraday cage that is encased in steel or some kind of fine mesh. You don't know what a Faraday cage is? Watch, what's the name of the movie? I was just talking about it this week. Enemy of the State. Will Smith, Gene Hackman, in Enemy of the State. Check that out. Gene Hackman, in a warehouse, has a Faraday cage. You have a Faraday cage in your house and you don't even know it. What is it? It's a microwave. A microwave is a Faraday cage because it has it's got an insulating steel mesh, steel all the way around the actual environment where you microwave stuff. If it didn't, those microwaves would get out. They would get out of the device. That's why you can't put metal devices in the microwave, because it would react to it. It is a Faraday cage. That's what a microwave is. You might see in movies people will take an old microwave and put their cell phone in it. Well, yeah, that'll protect it, because it's a Faraday cage. Yes. You also wouldn't get any signals out of your phone to the outside environment either.
David, why don't you put on a tinfoil hat? It's a conspiracy.
Let me tell you something right now. When we win the Powerball tonight, I will build a compound on a ranch in West Texas, and our electronics will be kept in a Faraday cage. Now, if you have any metallic objects go into the outside world, it is still vulnerable. It is still vulnerable in a Faraday cage. So what you would have to do is like connect your Faraday cage to the outside world, for example, by fiber optics. Fiber is not metallic, especially a fiber jumper. Fiber jumpers typically have the glass inner core, and then they have, or several, like if it's a fiber out on the main line, you might have 288 fibers in that one cable, right? So fiber is just glass. The fiber itself is just glass. They actually take a glass tube like this. Take a glass tube like this and they go and stretch it for miles. That's how fiber optic cable. That's how the fiber itself is manufactured. They take a very pure glass rod and stretch it. They heat it and they stretch it. And they keep stretching it for miles. If you want to look at the CommScope fiber optic facility, you'll actually see a building that's like a mile long. So the fiber goes through that building, and then it goes through a special reel. Then it goes back, and then it goes back, and then it goes back. That's how they manufacture the fiber. Then that fiber is cladded, right? It's cladded with a plastic coating to make it stronger. And then it's put inside of another jacket. Now, the fiber optic jumpers that I install almost on a daily basis, they have like a little bit of Kevlar fibers around it, and then a rubber jacket to protect it, because fibers are sensitive. And, let's make the conspiracy go even deeper. They say when they recovered an alien spacecraft, it had fiber optics actually in the spacecraft. And that's how they discovered fiber optics. And then they reverse engineered it. And that's why we have fiber optic cable today. One fiber is capable of carrying like 6 million analog channels, right? Analog channels. Remember analog channels? Analog TV? Long before there was digital TV, or long before HDTV, when I was a kid, everything was analog. So one analog cable TV channel takes up 6 megahertz, right? Now, if you digitize that, you could have 10 channels on one analog channel. So let's just say 6 million analog channels is capable within one fiber, 6 million analog channels. Let's multiplex it. Put 10 digital channels. That's 60 million digital channels inside of one fiber. And it's not uncommon for a fiber optic cable to have hundreds of fibers inside of it. So, hey, I didn't talk about politics exclusively today, did I? Thank you so much for joining me on the Rumble. I hope you enjoyed it. Hey, you have a great day. You have a great night and a great week. Yes, now you have to. Beep. So that's it for the Rumble. You know, if you've listened to the podcast before, then you've heard this story. Where did "yes, now you have to" come from? I think it's probably something that a new viewer, a new listener, would probably want to know. How did that happen, Deben? How did you say "yes, now you have to"? Hold on 1 second. You turn the lights off in here. It's hot. Now, I don't know about you, but this is great radio. When you have a pause like this, it's great radio. Uh-oh. I turned off a switch I probably shouldn't have, but it appears though everything's working. I was trying to turn the light on. I got it on now. Where did "yes, now you have to" come from? Well, gentlemen, his name is David. I remember that recently. His name is David, and I won't say his last name, but he was a Bookface friend. I'm not on Bookface anymore. I do have a family page. I'm rarely there. I went there after the shooting in Winder because my dad's family's from Winder. I have family there. In fact, my cousin's husband was at the press conferences after the Winder shooting. He was there. You can see him in the background. It was great to see you, sir. He's been serving on the police department in Winder for, I think he's a Barrett County deputy sheriff. He's been a deputy sheriff for many years now, and so he was there at those press conferences. So that was pretty cool to see. What happened wasn't cool. His parents should be charged because he was cuckoo. And I pray for the two teachers and students that lost their lives. Please God, accept these wonderful humans, these students and teachers. Accept them into heaven. I don't know why I said humans. Accept them, Lord. Accept them into heaven. And please be with their families as they are suffering
during this terrible time because of one crazy person who was indoctrinated by the leftist media. They have blood on their hands. We know that, Lord. And I ask you to even give them the grace and bless them, even though their souls are possessed by evil. I ask you to save them as you have saved me. And please be with the families of the fallen, of these fallen children and teachers. I ask for all these things in your name, Jesus, I pray. Amen. So where'd the yes, now you have to come from? So David was a Bookface friend. I'm not on that Bookface anymore. I dumped it because I was in Facebook jail all the time. And I said, hey, have a great weekend. And David said, wow, it's almost like we have to. And that's how it started. That's when I started saying, hey, you have a great night, great evening, great week, great day. Yes, now you have to. All right, well, we got to start out the show by playing this because Texas Tech won today, and that was awesome. So we play just as they do on the Texas Tech campus. They'll be ringing the bell until midnight. That's right. I think it's the Saddle Tramps. The Saddle Tramps are a group that support Texas Tech. In fact, during the games, they ring cowbells. You can hear them up in the stands. They ring cowbells. And these cowbells have two cowbells joined together. So you can truly hear them. I don't know. There's like 20 or 30 of them shaking the cowbells. I believe it's the Saddle Tramps that bang the bell. They ring the bell. There's a bell up at a bell tower. And they ring the bell until midnight after each Tech victory. So they're ringing the bells as we speak at Texas Tech. And that's where this comes from the Josh Abbott Band. And XP sucks.
There's a spirit in the air, a sense of hope through every door, new routines pave the way. Roads to be explored, and the victory bells ring out. Fight, readers, fight for the school we love so dearly, through the days and the nights, until our time is done here. We are the scarlet.
Oh my God, RFD.
It's Chumbawamba.
I get no doubt. How do you say delight, 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 delight?
We're going to dance. We're going to dance. We're going to dance and have some fun.
I couldn't ask for another. blow. I've been told he can't be sold. He's not vicious or malicious, just lovely and delicious. I couldn't ask for another.
In this torso, yeah. Heart got a deal you wanna know. Delightful, truly delightful. Making it, doing it, especially at a show. Feeling kinda high like a Hendrix haze. Music makes motion moves like a maze. All inside of me, heart especially. Hilt of the rhythm, where I wanna be. Come on, flowing, glowing with electric eyes. You dip to the dive, baby, you'll realize. Baby, you'll see the funk inside of me. Baby, you'll see that rhythm is a key. Hit, get witty, witty, can't think, quitty, quitty. Stomp on the street when I hear funk beat. Playing pop pipe, follow her to shoot, baby, just sing about the groove.
Sing it. The groove is in the heart.
This is RFD.
Are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine. Are you all right?
I'm good, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So where are we going?
Cover charge stamps, got a hand looking like a rainbow. In and out of every bar, on a whim just like the wind blows. She's either a bachelorette or coming off a breakup. Take a drunk girl home. She's bouncing like a pinball, singing every word she never knew. Dancing with her eyes closed, like she's the only one in the room. Her hair's a perfect mess, falling out of that dress. Take a drunk girl home. Take a drunk girl home. Let her sleep all alone. Leave her keys on the counter, your number by her phone. Pick up her life she threw on the floor. Leave the hall lights on. Walk out and lock the door. That's how she knows difference between a boy and a man. Take a drunk girl home. You leave a drive for a dive and you get something bad to eat. They're singing closing time at that little bar across the street. In two by two, strangers and lovers headed for the covers, hooking up. That TV in your two-bedroom sounds turned off. And through the paper-thin walls you can hear the neighbor's cigarette cough. There's a million things you could be doing, but there's one thing you're damn sure glad you did. Take a drunk girl home. Let her sleep all alone. Leave her keys on the counter, your number by the phone. Pick up her. Send a boy and a man. You take a drunk girl home. Took a drunk girl home in the sober light of dawn. She left you a message, she thanked you on the phone. Cause you picked up her life, she threw on the floor. You left the hall lights on, walked out and locked the door. That's how she knows the difference between a boy and a man. Take a drunk girl home. Take a drunk girl home. Take a drunk girl home.
It happened one summer. little light is shining through the window. Let me know everything's all right. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. A paper laying on the sidewalk, a little music from the house next door. So I walk on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Days of summer, the jasmine's in bloom. July is dressed up and playing her tune. And I come home from a hard day's work, and you're waiting there, a care in the world. See the smile waiting in the kitchen, food cooking on the plates for two. Feel the arms that reach out to hold me in the evening when the day is through. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
Says 93 down at the deposit and guaranteed with that swimming hole. It's nice and cold. Bikini bottoms underneath, but the boys' hearts still skip a beat when them girls shimmy off them old cutoffs. And it's two bad feet on the dashboard. Wine, it's things change. The mother stay the same. Don't matter how old you are, man, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, baby, when you got two bare feet on the dashboard, young love and an old Ford, cheap shades and a tattoo and a yoo-hoo, bottle rolling on the floorboard. Perfect song on the radio. Sing along, cause it's one we know. It's a smile, it's a kiss, it's a sip of wine.
RAAA bite me.
Denied.
From the internet.
From the internet.
To your ears. This is RFD.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
The who? The her.
I pledge of allegiance of to the flag
of the United States of America
and to the Republican for which in my hands
with puberty and nachos, nacho for all.
No!
You mean illegal cable? Who told you that? What is his name I wanted? You're offering me a bribe. What you have just done is illegal. And in this state, if convicted, you could be fined up to $5,000 or spend 6 months in a correctional facility.
I'm just jerking your chin. I'll juice you up.
I am Cornholio.
Cable!
I am your cable guy. This is the Stephen Roy podcast for the 14th of September, 2024. It is the rant-free second hour. If you're Austin, if you're Joe, if you're Lenny, if you're any of my many listeners, you know, I thank you for listening. Let me just tell you that. Thank you for listening. You know what the second hour means? Rant-free second hour. Hardly any demon. And great music. I'm going to start with two songs from the movie Return to Me. And you need to watch it. David Duchovny, Minnie Driver. Great movie. Check it out. I think it was the last movie of Carol O'Connor. Great film. You need to see it. These songs are from that.
Is it an earthquake or simply a shock? Is it the good turtle soup or merely the mock? Is it a cocktail, this feeling of joy? Or is what I feel the real McCoy? Is it for all time or simply a lark? Is it Granada I see or only Asbury Park? Is it a fancy not worth thinking of? Or is it at long last love? Is it an earthquake or simply a shock? Is it the good turtle soup or is it merely the mock? Is it a cocktail, this feeling of joy? Or is what I feel the real McCoy? For all time or simply a lark? Is it Granada I see or only Asbury Park? Is it a fancy not worth thinking of? Or is it at long, long?
This one's not in the movie, but it's awesome.
Tough as nails, hard as bricks, 6 foot one, walking 10 foot six, four on the floor, 12 in the back, with a weather god box in an old gun rack. Feeling fly, riding high, rough neck red till the day we die. With the 18 wheelers hauling loads up at dawn. Fly on that front. to the boys in blue, I'd say.
Montag, lieben, glauben, glauben.
Return to me, oh my dear, I'm so lonely. Hurry back, oh my love, hurry back, I'm yours. Return to me, for my heart wants your only. Hurry home, won't you please hurry home to my heart. My darling, if I hurt you, I'm sorry. Forgive me, and please say you are mine. Return to me. Please come back, bella mia. Hurry back, hurry home to my arms, to my lips and mine. Solo tu, solo tu, mio
God, RFD.
Montag, lieben, glauben, glauben.
We'll be right back.
tough as nails, hard as bricks, 6 foot one, walking 10 foot six, four on the floor, 12 in the back, with a weather god box in an old gun rack. Feeling fly, riding high, roughneck red till the day we die. Shout out. From the teachers and the preachers trying to raise them right. From the third shift hustle to the 9 to 5. To the single mom trying to feed her kids. To the bartender tending on making tips. We're all one people at the end of the day. No matter where we're from, we're American made.
Real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
To be in. my neck, working 6 days a week, wearing holes in the soles of the shoes on my feet. Been dreaming of getting away since I don't know. Ain't no better time than now for Mexico. No shoes, no shirt, and no problem. Sand and a drink in my hand with no bottle and no shoes, no shirt, and no problems, no problems. Want a towel on a chair in the sand by the sea. Want to look through my shades to see you there with me. Want to soak up life for a while. Laid back mode. No boss, no plot, no stress, no dress code. No shoes, no shirt, no problem. Blues, what blues? Hey, I forgot them. The sun, the sand and a drink in my hand with no bottle and no shoes, no shirt, and no problem. Babe, let's get past tank tops and flip-flops if you got them. But no shoes, and no shirt, and no problem. No problems.
Whoever thought you could have this much fun with a PC? This is RFD.
Rhythm, grace, and heaven have for one man. Oh. And then he had the nerve to click on his left toe, but through his knee, got the feeling in his head, y'all.
I'm gonna walk to work, 15 minutes. do my funky walk. Let me tell you what I say when I'm thinking with a funky sidewalk. I say, shh, sugar.
it's amazing how you can speak right to my heart. Without saying a word, you can light up the dark. Try as I may, I can never explain what I hear when you don't say a thing. The smile on your face lets me know the truth in your eyes, saying you'll never leave me. The touch of your hand says you'll catch me wherever I fall. You'll say it best when you say nothing at all. All day long I can hear people talking out loud. But when you hold me near, you drown out the crowd. Try as they may, they can never define what's been said.
You through the glass, don't know how much time has passed. Oh God, it feels like forever, but no one ever tells you that forever feels like home, sitting all alone inside your head. How do you feel? That is the question. But I forget you don't expect an easy answer. When something like a soul becomes initialized and folded up like paper dolls and little notes, you can't expect a bit of hope. So while you're outside looking in, describing what you see, remember what you're staring at is me. Cause I'm looking at you through the glass, don't know how much time has passed. All I know is that it feels like forever. No one ever tells you that forever feels like home,
sitting all alone inside your head. How much is real? So much to question. An epidemic of the mannequins contaminating everything we thought came from the heart, but never did right from the start. Just listen to the noises, before you tell yourself it's just a different scene. Remember, it's just different from what you've seen. I'm looking at you through the glass, don't know how much time has passed. And all I know is that it feels like forever. No one ever tells you that forever feels like home. Sitting all alone inside your head. Cause I'm looking at you through the glass, don't know how much time has passed. And all I know is that it feels like forever. No one ever tells you that forever feels like home. Sitting all alone inside your head. Time has passed. Oh God, it feels like forever. But no one ever tells you that forever feels like home. Sitting all alone inside your head. Cause I'm looking at you through the glass. Don't know how much time has passed. All I know is that it feels like forever. But no one ever tells you that forever feels like home. Sitting all alone inside your head.
Stone Sour on the Stephen Roy Show, and that's going to do it for me. Hey, you have a great evening. You have a great week. You have a great day and every day and every night. Yes. Now, you have to. That sounds like a fun place, huh?
Miami.
Miami.
South Beach, bringing the heat. Can y'all feel that? Can y'all feel that? Jig it out, Here I am in the place where I come let go. In Miami, the base and the sunset low. Every day like a Mardi Gras. Everybody party all day, no work, all play, okay? So we sip a little something, lay the rest to spill. Me and Charlie at the bar, running up a high bill. Nothing less than ill when we dress to kill. Every time the ladies pass, they be like, can y'all feel me? All ages and races, real sweet faces. Every different nation, Spanish, Haitian, Indian, Jamaican, black, white, Cuban, or Asian. I only came for 2 days of playing, but every time I come, I always wind up staying. This the type of town I can spend a few days in. Miami, the city that keeps the roof blazing.
Party in the city where the heat is on, all night on the beach till the break of dawn.
Welcome to Miami. Bienvenido a Miami.
Bouncing in the club where the heat is on, all night on the beach till the break of dawn.
I'm going to Miami.
Yo,
I heard the rainstorms ain't nothing to mess with, but I can't feel a drip on the strip. It's a trip. Ladies half dressed, full of your quip, and they be screaming out,
Louie, loved your ass here.
So
I'm thinking I'ma screw me something hot in this house. Some meringue melting pot. Hottest club in the city and it's right on the beach. Temperature, get to ya, it's about to reach 500 degrees in the Caribbean seas. With the hot mommies screaming,
hi, Poppy.
Every time I come to town, they be spotting me. In the drop Bentley, ain't no stopping me. So cash in your dough and flow to this fashion show. Pound for pound, anywhere you go. Yo, ain't no city in the world like this. And if you ask how I know, I got to plead the fifth.
Miami's
where the heat is on. All night on the beach till the break of dawn.
Welcome to Miami. Bienvenido a Miami.
Bouncing in the club where the heat is on. All night on the beach till the break of dawn.
I'm going to Miami.
Welcome to Miami.
Don't get me wrong, Chi-Town got it going on. And New York is the city that we know don't sleep. And we all know that L.A. and Philly stay jiggy. But on the sneak, Miami bringing heat for real. Y'all don't understand. I never seen so many Dominican women with sediment tans. Mira, this is the plan. Take a walk on the beach, draw a heart in the sand. Give me your hand. Damn, you look sexy. Let's go to my yacht in the West Keys. Ride my jet skis, lounge under the palm trees. Cause you gotta have cheese for the summer house piece on South Beach. Water so clear, you can see to the bottom. $100,000. Cars, everybody got them. Ain't no surprise in the club to see Sly Stallone. Miami, my second home.
Party in the city where the heat is on. All night on the beach till the break of dawn.
Welcome to Miami. Bienvenido a Miami.
Bouncing in the club where the heat is on. All night on the beach till the break of dawn.
I'm going to Miami.
Welcome to Miami.
Party in the city where the heat is on. All night on the beach till the break of dawn.
Welcome to Miami. Bienvenido a Miami.
Bouncing in the club with the heat is on. All night on the beach till the break of dawn.
I'm going to Miami.
Welcome to Miami.
Party in the city where the heat is on.